بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من رآني في المنام فسيراني في اليقظة. وقال: كأنما رآني في اليقظة لا يتمثل الشيطان بي. متفق عليه. الحديث، we began the discussion yesterday. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who saw me, that is Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a dream, soon he will see me in a awakened state. Or soon, or it is as if he has seen me in a awakened state. In other words, as we discussed, there were two versions given by the narrator. The second version affirms the conviction that definitely that vision that you saw in your dream was definitely Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? لا يتمثل الشيطان وي. Because shaitan cannot adopt and take the shape or form of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the discussion of the hadith, we mentioned yesterday up to the point where Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah, famous commentator of Bukhari Sharif and a very great muhaddith, he says that seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream is a sign of prosperity, piety, perfection in one's faith, and it is an indication of success, blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, should be borne in mind that not seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not in any way indicate deficiency in faith. It's not a requirement of iman or deen. The dictate of love for Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam is such that one of the dictates or demands of, or prerequisites of it would be this desire in this world also to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, we should not make mubalagha in this. Like you find some places, some kitabs is written, wazifa or amal, that a person should do, thereby enabling him to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream. This is not some requirement, shari requirement, or something that we have to inordinately try and make effort to do. Definitely, it's a great blessing. Definitely, it's something, it's a source of inner spiritual strength. If Allah Ta'ala does indeed bless an individual with the sight of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what we have to be doing is increasing our love and devotion for Nabiya Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is done, one, primarily ta'sil ilaha wa anta tudhiru hubbahu hadha la amri fil qiyasi sani'u law kana hubbuka صادقا لأطعته إن المحب لمن يحب مطيع. Message of the poem: the true lover and devotee of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is muti'u, the one who will obey. In other words, incorporate in your life the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is matlub. Seeing him in a dream or not is not matlub or an objective. Bringing sunnah in your life, bringing your life in adherence to the sublime example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is matlub. And very effective tool of developing his love is what we call kathratu salawat, excessive salawat, durood upon Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is something that is matlub, desired in Sharia. Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu: كَمْ أَجْعَلُ لَكَ مِنْ صَلَاتِي. He said, Ya Rasulullah, how much of the time of my dua should I devote to your salawat, durood, sending upon you? Allah, it's a lengthy riwayat, but the end of it, he said, إِذَنْ أَجْعَلُ لَكَ صَلَاتِي كُلَّهَا. He said, Ya Rasulullah, all my free time, all my time of dua, I'm going to spend it in durood and salawat. And does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tell him? إِذَنْ تُكْفَى هَمُّكْ وَتُغْفَرْ ذَنْبُكْ. If you do this, all your depressions and worries, Allah will remove it. And all your sins will be forgiven. So, What unfortunately many individuals will find time and energy will be spending where we shouldn't actually be spending it. Person will inordinately doing wazifas and things to see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the dream, but his life is not on sunnah. Matloob, life must be on sunnah. And obviously increase our salawat and durood upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Dreams, you can see from all these ahadith, is not something to be taken lightly. It's mubashirat. It is a source of glad tidings. It's a guidance. And in fact, I remember I met someone or two of the khadims of Mawasir Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who majority of his life he spent in the Arab world. Hazrat Maulana used to have particularly many, he mentioned that many of the brothers in, particularly in the Arab world, that got involved in Dawat and Tabligh or came closer to the work was through dreams that they had seen. And they were inspired and guided. Personally, over the years, I've met several individuals. One even in, recently our Jamaat was in Kenya, we met one person, not this trip, in the previous trip, where the person clearly mentions that I had a lot of doubts about the efficacy or the authenticity from a Shari'i point of view of the work of Dawud and Tabligh, 3 days, 40 days, is this bid'ah or whatever it is. And the person himself mentioned that I was forced by my father or somebody, I went in the path of Allah Ta'ala a few days, I was a great source of tuk and taklif to the Amir of the Jamaat also. And then towards the latter part, he mentions how the importance or the desire to sacrifice more in the path of Allah Ta'ala had come in the form of a dream. We have amongst us also now, mashallah, ulama from various parts of West Africa. I remember a few years ago, one very active, mashallah, worker from one of the West African countries, he mentioned that he was a professional cyclist. In fact, was going to cycle for the government or for the country, representative of the country, and far away from deen. And he mentions he seen a dream one night, the day of Qiyamah, the day of Hashar. And in that dream, lengthy, I'm not going into the details, but in that dream, facing the terror and the fear of the day of Hashar, he didn't know which direction to turn, and then he saw some people dressed with the kurta as the Jamaat dresses. And like I said, I'm cutting it short, his association with them in his dream becomes a means of salvation and being saved from the terrors of the Day of Judgment. Woke up next morning and went to the markaz, went to look for these people, eventually spent 1 year in the path of Allah, became alim of deen also, and is devoting his life to the effort of deen. So, mubashirat. We find in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala will give glad tidings, Allah will guide and inspire people through dreams. This is 146th of Nubuwat. This is a form of inspiration. Like I mentioned about Masjid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Baqaida, whenever the people used to come and mention that they had seen dreams, as a result of which they came closer to giving time in the path of Allah Ta'ala, Maulana would have these dreams actually written down. He had a whole book collection of various individuals, particularly, like I said, from the Arab world, who Allah Ta'ala wants to guide somebody, Allah Ta'ala uses different means, and this is one particular form or means of guidance. In any case, coming back to this topic of seeing or not seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sometimes it is possible that a person will see Nabiya Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a positive way. In other words, Nabiya Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam happy with him, gives him some sort of glad tiding. Nabiya Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam is smiling. It's mentioned about kasratul excessive durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ibn Abdul Hakam rahimahullah was a great devotee and student of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. After Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah passed away, the shauq, the love, the attachment with his ustad was such that one night he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream, And in the dream, he has a conversation with Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He asks Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that was there any special gift or consideration that you gave to Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to him, yes, Sa'altu Rabbi Allah yuhasibahu. I asked Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to him, that I asked Allah Ta'ala that Allah should free or save Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah from hisab. There should be no reckoning. So then in the dream he asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that why is it that you conferred this type of blessing, this type of dua you made to Allah Ta'ala, request to Allah Ta'ala not to take the hisab of Imam Shafi'i. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells him, لِأَنَّهُ صَلَّى عَلَيَّ بِصَلَاةٍ لَمْ يُصَلِّ عَلَيَّ بِمِثْلِهَا. Because there was a special salawat and durood that Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah used to confer upon me that no one else had done. They asked him, what is it? So he said, Imam Shafi'i, you should read this durood, اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدْ كُلَّمَا ذَكَرَهُ الذَّاكِرُونَ وَكُلَّمَا غَفَلَ عَنْ ذِكْرِهِ الْغَافِلُونَ. That, O Allah, send salawat, blessings, rahmat upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam whenever anyone who is devoted to him remembers him. And ya Allah, anyone who is not devoted to him or doesn't believe upon him or doesn't even think of him, on their behalf also, their behalf, kullama dhakarahu dhakirun, whenever anyone remembers him and whenever anyone is negligent of him, they, for them also, send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's a very, very beautiful comprehensive durood. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad kullama dhakarahu dhakirun. Allah, send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam whenever anyone will remember him. Wa kullama ghafala an dhikrihi al-ghafilun. And every time anyone is ghafil of him, ya Allah, even then also send your salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is a maqbool, one type of durood obviously. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah used to make ihtimam of this. And we can see in the form of a dream, this ta'eed and now encouragement is given to the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the one hand, to send salawat, and on the other hand, this particular salawat or whatever salawat we can. It's mentioned about Imam Abu Bayan Isfahani rahimahullah, that also with regards to this durood, he says he saw Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah in a dream after he passed away. They asked him that, did Allah confer any special bounty to you? So Imam Shafi rahimahullah said to him that Allah Ta'ala forgave me and prepared for me a bridal reception in Jannah because of this durood that I would send upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad kullama dhakaruhu dhakirun wa kullama ghafala an dhikrihi al-ghafilun. Nevertheless, seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a positive manner, seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiling at one in a dream, ulama have mentioned that this means that one will be favored with the ability to strictly adhere to sunnah. Because like we mentioned, that is matlu. That is what is desired. Seeing or not seeing him is not the goal. The goal is to bring your life in conformance to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nevertheless, just to complete this hadith, one more point which ulama mentions, that sometimes an individual sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is angry, or Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in an unusual state. So what is the significance and meaning of that? We've run out of time, inshallah we'll continue.